Therefore, we are buried. When you bury something, do you go out and dig it up? Nope. Most stuff you bury, you don't ever go back to look for it again. Therefore, we are buried with him. We are who I am, who I was, who you are, who you were. We were buried with him into death. That like as that dead stuff don't move. You ever notice dead stuff is ceased to what? Operate. Therefore we are buried with him. Excuse me. Baptized in his death, that into his death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead. How? By the glory of the Father. Even so, what is even so? What is another word could we use? Even so, same as, just like. Could we put those two words in that with that word? May not be the best English, but it'll work more. Even so, same as. Huh? Even so. That like as Christ were raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should do what? Walk in what? The newness of life. What is the newness of life? Free from sin. I'm new. Therefore, if any man be what? In Christ, he is, he or she is a what? New creature. That means you're new. That's the new, that other words, you're a new creature, you got new life. So you should walk in the newness of what? Life. Okay, let's keep going. For if we have been planted together, where? In the likeness of his death, did he die? Was he dead? Did they bury him? So, for if we have been planted, so that means when he died, he was dead. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we should be also how? In the likeness of his resurrection. All right, keep going. We should be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, knowing what? Knowing this, that I have been raised up and I am in the likeness of his resurrection. That the old man is what? Crucified. With him. That the old man, that our old man is crucified with him. That the body of sin might be what? Sin may lose its body so it don't have anything to operate in. That's being destroyed, isn't it? If you don't have anything to operate in. So you need to know you've been crucified so you don't give your body to operate sin because it is the house of God. He has purchased your body is what? God's dwelling place, right? So you don't let your body, don't allow it to operate, sin to operate in it because that's not what it's for. Isn't that good? So that means you must be in charge. And that means you can tell your body what to do rather than your body telling you what to do. Hallelujah. That the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth, from here on after, henceforth, from here and on after. Henceforth, from now on, we should not serve sin. We should not serve sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, who are we to serve? What are we to do? Well, let's go to, then we'll go to Matthew 18. Let's go to Luke 10:19. Go ahead and put that up, y'all. Okay, Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you. What did he say? I give unto you what? Power. Let's change that word and put authority in there. I missed for reading's sake. Behold, I give unto you authority to do what? Tread on serpents, scorpions, and over half. Oh, that is all, isn't it? Over all the power of the enemy. How much of his power? How much of his power? Why? Because he used to control you, didn't he? He used to tell you what to do and you had no resistance to him. But that old man that served him been crucified. Do you get it? That old man, that old person that he used to control and tell you what to do, he said, jump, you said, ha ha. Right? But now that man is dead, and you have become a new man in Christ. Yeah. Say, I'm a new creature. And he tried to tell you what to do, said, nope. Remember that old fellow you used to rule is dead. You're talking to a man that belongs to God now. I have the life of the one that defeated you and took me away from you and made me new. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by enemy hurt you. Notice he didn't say it wouldn't attack you, but it won't hurt you. What you mean? You'll never stop me. You'll never cut me short of what God promised me. That's why I have to have revelation knowledge of who I am in Christ. That's why I have to know. See, Jesus did not come here. Now watch it. Jesus did not come here guessing, trying to figure out who he was. He knew exactly who he was.